Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
You getting really frustrated with perhaps not getting the results you want? Well, today I'm going to talk about intentions instead of results. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, if you want to keep up to date with all our latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the link below to subscribe to our free weekly newsletter where you'll be up to date of all the latest episodes and get a free weekly confidence tip. Now, in my life, I've been so caught up in results. I've been like, right, I want to achieve this, this, and this. And I'm like, so driven on it. I was like, I have to get this result or that result. And I used to just frustrate myself and it used to be really exhausting. Now, what I've learned is what's absolutely key is having an intention over the results. And what I mean by that is results are often out of our control, right? Well, always are out of our control, the external world. Intention, though, can mean a couple of things. I've got a couple of ways you can look at intentions in a minute, but intentions are completely within our control. And yeah, you may still want a result. I'm not saying you shouldn't want a result, but it's about not being hooked as much and being more focusing on the intention, right? Now, I want to ask you this. If you've got like a goal or you want to hit a certain result all the time and your intention is like, I've got to hit it because I'm not going to feel good until I hit it, or and you're not even aware of the intention, well, that's probably not helping you very much. So here is my guidance on setting an intention. The first one is set yourself an emotional intention. And what this means is set yourself an intention in a way to feel like, do you want to feel joyful? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to feel loving? Do you want to, what do you want to feel, right? So set yourself an intention that if you're going into something, no matter what, you want to feel a certain way. So like you're going to deliver a speech, you're nervous about it, and maybe you're getting too caught on the result of everyone liking you and maybe winning an award, or everyone, it has to be absolutely perfect or some kind of like idea like that, right? Well, maybe you set yourself an intention emotionally to go out and have fun. Maybe you're going into like a business like call with someone, right? And your result is you want to get their business. Maybe the intention is to go and enjoy yourself and have a fun-filled conversation as much as possible, whilst obviously being professional. And that's your intention. And I also want to talk about actions as like an intention, what you're going to do. Now, actions are in your control. So as well as like being clear on a result, so you've got to know what you want first of all, but like what is the thing you're going to do? What is the actual action? What is the intended action you're going to do? Not, again, you have to get a result from that, but what do you intend? So like you want to earn X amount of money this month, right? Maybe it's in business, maybe it's in career, maybe in your career you have opportunity to make like commissions or things like that, right? So you have an intention, or maybe a result would be to get a promotion or something. Maybe your intention is to just do like an extra 30 minutes each day. Maybe it's studying something. Maybe it's doing part of an extra responsibility. What is your intended action? So what we're talking about here really is having an emotion you want as your intention, you intend to feel. Now it's going to be, of course, life's going to come in and test you sometimes, but what's like you want to feel emotionally and what's your intended action as well. Now I've got an extra point for you as well. Just before I get on that, I want to say this, that if you want to keep up to date of all the latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. And you can do that by clicking in the link in the show notes below. And here's an extra one, which is so simple, but often we don't do the simple things because there's so much information. We think it has to be harder. And that's a belief we have. I've certainly found in my life, it's true. I just don't stick. I haven't stuck to the simple things sometimes. I've really have to push myself on this. because I want to make it complicated, and I had a belief deep down that things need to be complicated. Anyway, this is really simple. Celebrate multiple times a day, every single day. Schedule it in, celebrate. When you're like, okay, I'm going to do this small action towards what I want, celebrate it. Because when you celebrate, when you praise yourself, that will teach you to do more of it. So that's really important that you schedule your celebrations and you do that every single day. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You'll improve your other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.